Nolte, Jussie Smollett throws two innocent black men to the wolves. By John Nolte on March 28, 2019. Disgraced Empire star Jussie Smollett poses as a left-wing social justice warrior. SJW, even as he throws two innocent black men under the wheels of the criminal justice system. The Osunero brothers, Abel and Ola, are not completely innocent. Their attorney has already admitted both were willing participants in Smollett's obscene plan to stage a hate crime hoax. It was their job to perform the attack while wearing ski masks and red baseball caps so Smollett could blame the assault on white, racist, homophobic Trump supporters. So, no, they are not completely innocent. They are, however, innocent of a much more serious crime. A crime that could result in substantial prison time. And that is the crime of committing a hate crime and physical assault. And although they are both innocent of that crime, Smollett is still accusing them of committing it. In other words, as a means to save his own sorry ass and career, Smollett is willing to allow two innocent black men to stand accused of a crime he knows they did not commit. By any civilized measure, Smollett is no better than the racist cops his fellow SJWs rail against. In his statement Tuesday, just after the corrupt Cook County state attorney dropped all charges and sealed the record of the 16 felony counts pending against him, he immediately fed the Osunero brothers to the wolves. "I have been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of. This has been an incredibly difficult time and, honestly, one of the worst of my entire life. Make no mistake, I will always continue to fight for the justice, inequality, and betterment of marginalized people everywhere." As you can see, he wants the whole world to believe a couple of desperate wannabe actors, two black men, are guilty of hurling racist and homophobic slurs, beating him up, wrapping a noose around his neck, and pouring bleach on his black skin. When Smollett says he has been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one, that's what he is saying. That these two black Trump supporters deserve 10 years in prison. If that's not outrageous enough for you, watch Smollett's attorney say she has no possible idea what the brothers' motive could have been. During a Thursday interview, Smollett's attorney accused the brothers of wearing whiteface to explain why Smollett told police his attackers were white. "It was not a lie," she insisted, adding that the reason for it could have been that the brothers were in disguise. He did tell police that from what he saw, he thought it was white or pale skin, that's what he initially said. "Obviously, you can disguise that. You can put makeup on," she said. She went on to point to a 2016 YouTube video of Abel Osunero, the brother in question, where he is wearing white makeup to perform a Joker monologue as potential proof of her theory. The famous and wealthy and politically connected Smollett stands before the world on behalf of justice and inequality and marginalized people. As he falsely accuses two innocent black guys of committing a crime he invented and orchestrated. When it comes to being a TV star, black lives suddenly don't matter all that much to this guy. Jussie Smollett is a monster. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.